Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout, all episodes available now on Prime Video.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. It is a Thursday. We're live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. 2 big weeks left, regular season. Greg Cosell in 1 hour. If you play fantasy football, if you bet on football, if you just love football and want to get smarter, Greg Cosell, 42 years, NFL Films. What does the film say about what is happening? Joy Taylor is joining me today. No more Thursday Night Football. So we gear up now on some bowl games. Rose Bowl's coming up. Michigan, Georgia coming up. Alabama, Cincinnati. And huge NFL weekends. Our playoffs, believe it or not, are not set in stone. We got a lot of changes that can happen over the next 72 hours.
Far, far from it. There's very few that are locked up. This is a huge, huge weekend coming up for playoffs.
Yeah. So do you know what sonar waves are? You've heard of sonar waves from a submarine. So a submarine will send out sonar waves, and they do that so they don't hit another submarine or an iceberg or whatever you'd hit, okay? So a submarine sends out those sonar waves, and just to make sure you don't run into anything. So Aaron Rodgers right now is sending out soon-ar waves. Very soon there'll be a decision on his career, and he doesn't want to hit the Browns or the Carolina Panthers or the Washington football team with his great brand. So Aaron did this again. He did it again. Aaron's a smart guy. He does not have a no-trade clause. There's only 8 players in the entire National Football League that have a no-trade clause, and only 3 quarterbacks, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, and Mahomes. They can say, I'm not going there. Aaron doesn't have that. And Aaron Rodgers knows that. So what do you do? What do you do? You send out your sonar waves. Just to let you know, all you crappy organizations, you try to get me, I'll quit. So once again, second time, did it right before the season, doing it again. Aaron sent out his sonar waves in regards to his retirement.
You sounded to me like a guy that you're definitely not going to retire after this season. You're going to play next year. It's a question of whether it's here or somewhere else. Is that also accurate?
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me clarify that. I wouldn't rule that out. It won't be something where I'll drag it out for months and months, you know, have conversations with my loved ones after the season, with Brian and Mark and Russ and coaching staff, and then make a decision at some point. You know, I'm not going to hold the team back from anything. And once I commit, and if it's committing, you know, to move forward here, it'll be a quick decision.
There's zero chance he retires. He's not retiring. Zero chance. But the discussion, and that's not a threat. You notice how he says it nicely. The discussion of retirement lets all the second-tier franchises know, I will retire. I will not go and be a member of the Washington football team in their chaos, Carolina in their chaos, Cleveland in their chaos. And Cleveland's got a good roster, but it's too much chaos. Aaron's brand is better than Cleveland's, right? He's not going there. And I'm not saying Cleveland's going to be looking for him. But that's what he's doing here. He's sending out the waves. You know, they always say people have emotional affairs before they have physical affairs. You send out messaging. I'm available. So, you know, Aaron's coming across like, hey, I've got total control on this. Aaron's way too smart for this. He doesn't have any control. He could be traded to anywhere in the league. Green Bay is not going to trade him because Jordan Love can't play. We'll get into that later. But this is just what players do. You know, I always laugh when guys say, hey, I control this marriage. I make the calls. And I'm like, she could leave you tomorrow and get half of everything. At most, you have 50% control or power if that matters to you in your marriage. Aaron knows. And this is one of the things I've said for years. The franchise tag is anti-quarterback. If you're a tight end or a safety, the franchise tag is your friend. You don't even have to get a new contract. You can be paid one of the top five guys at your position. But if you're Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes, the franchise tag is your enemy. You should be the highest paid person or second highest paid person, and a franchise can just keep doing it and not commit long term. So quarterbacks really don't have any power in this league. They really don't, unless they have the most they can have is a no trade clause, right? Or the way Tom Brady did it after 20 years, he finally got getaway power. But what Aaron is doing, he's sending out messages. My job is to provide some clarity. He's sending out messages to all the bad teams in this league. Denver, he'd go. Pittsburgh, he'd go. But the bad brands, sonar waves. I'm not putting my submarine banging into your big iceberg. I got no interest hooking up my great submarine to your crappy ship. I'm not letting it happen. Because Aaron knows he got no power. It's time for another edition. I can't believe what Russell Westbrook did, even though there's 13 years of evidence of what Russell Westbrook is. So last night, the Lakers lost to a very young, exciting, fun team, Memphis. Fun team. And Russell Westbrook at the end of the game, you know, he did what he can often do. He screwed up. Russell Westbrook, you know, he missed a layup with a couple minutes left. Playing kind of out of control. It looked like a gimme. And then he kind of confused the Lakers on a final possession. And LeBron was confused. And the Lakers, he did not play well at the end of the game. And that's because, as we've said for years, at least I have, he doesn't play well at the end of the game. He's a bull in a china shop. He's a stat patter. But we all know what he is, so stop blaming him. Don't put him in positions to succeed, because end of game refinement is not what he is. And years ago, and last night was just a great example, late in games, he's in the wrong spot, he's confusing LeBron, he misses a layup, it's just what he is. Last night is a great example of why I laughed at the Most Valuable Player Award. He got it because of the triple-double. And I said, I'm not saying triple-doubles are always bad, but they don't have nearly as much value as you think they do. I don't want my guard getting 12 rebounds a game. I want him up the floor. I want the bigs getting the rebound and outletting it to him so Westbrook isn't under the basket and has to bob and weave down the floor. But a great example of this is assists. So to get a triple-double, Westbrook's going to get points because he's talented, and he padded his rebound stats. But his assist stats are true. He does end up with lots of assists. But here's a great example of how flawed stats can be. For instance, Matt Ryan is eighth all-time in NFL passing yards. Do you think Matt Ryan's the eighth best quarterback? Joe Flacco's 19th. He's not a top 100 quarterback. So here's the all-time top 12 assist list. Now, I did not see Oscar Robertson play, so I have no opinion on number 7. But when I say John Stockton, what do you think? Passer. When I say Jason Kidd couldn't shoot his first 12 years in the league. You think passer. By the way, I saw Jason Kidd play in high school. He was a great passer then. Chris Paul, distributor. Steve Nash, Mark Jackson, Magic Johnson. Even LeBron James, we've said for years. You can argue he's more passer than scorer. He's just so damn talented. Isaiah Thomas, Gary Payton, Andre Miller. Now, Payton's brand was defense, but it wasn't scoring. It was defense, scoring, and assisting. Andre Miller. Do you remember Andre Miller? I do. Kind of a bigger guard, a little heavy, kind of shuffled. Was never a great scorer. Great passer. And then there's Westbrook at 12. You've never once in your life said, Westbrook is an elite passer. So how does he end up on that list? Because he's second all time in the history of this sport to Michael Jordan in ball usage. He always has the ball. Don't confuse longevity or activity with that guy's a great passer. That's why the triple-double was nonsense. Westbrook should average 25 a game. Over the course of a regular season, he's got the ball in his hands. He's wildly athletic. He can fly past people. He can finish at the rim. I have no problem with him being a Hall of Famer, being an all-star. He's a great scorer. But nobody thinks all-time rebounders Westbrook, and certainly even as a guard, nobody thinks of him as an all-time assist guy. When I give you the list of the top 12 assist people, all of them, again, I don't count Oscar, I didn't watch him play. The other 10, I think of them, I mean, as great as Isaiah Thomas was. I think of that Pistons team, I think of the ball, he was getting the ball to Joe Dumars and Vinnie Johnson and Bill Laimbeer. Westbrook's the one you're like, that doesn't really fit. It doesn't fit because he's never been an assist guy. He just has the ball in his hands so much. So I've been defending Westbrook over the last couple of weeks. I thought he was a good addition to the Lakers because he would just add productivity, and it's an old roster, and old rosters get hurt. LeBron's already been dinged up. AD is hurt. I mean, Malik Monk's about the only young player they like. So he was a great addition. He can give you minutes. He can give you production. I don't want him, as I said when he got here, near the ball late in games. That's one of the reasons LeBron and Westbrook are struggling. They both need the ball. The difference is LeBron's great with the ball late. Westbrook's not. And they both really need it. So as everybody's complaining, second day in a row I've said this, as we're all complaining about Westbrook, you're putting him in positions to be what he's not. Earlier in the year, there's a story. He's not screening like we thought he would. That's not what he does. He's really not shooting like that's not what he does. And then last night, boy, he's terrible late. That's what he is, 13 years of data. So this is not a knock on Westbrook. It is an acknowledgement of 13 years of data. The Lakers traded for him, and now all I hear is people going nuts in L.A., banging on Westbrook, and he doesn't do this, and he doesn't do that. Folks, Matt Ryan's not mobile. Eighth all-time in total yards. You don't think he's mobile, you don't think he's top eight. It's a longevity number. Flacco's got a longevity number. Westbrook, with a lot of his stats, a longevity number. But don't ask somebody to be refined. It's not their game, and I've got evidence. I've got a resume. I've got videotape. I've got YouTube. I can show you over and over and over. So last night, everybody's like, I can't believe this. How can you not believe it? That's a you problem. That's not a Westbrook problem. All over social media. This is outrage. Have you paid attention? I mean, I know I have to watch more games than you because it's what I do for a living. But it's funny now. I'm hearing all these Westbrook trade rumors. As I said when he got here, yes, I'm patting myself on the back. Don't ask him to close games out for you. Ask for 36 minutes and 22 points and hustle. He is great at that. And that has huge value on a rickety old roster. But suddenly now Laker fans, and by the way, after the game, LeBron James commented about that turnover late. Here's LeBron.
It's the difference between careless turnovers and attack turnovers, and we got to cut down on our careless turnovers, the ones that's just unforced. You know, we're going to have attack turnover, which is okay. We have a lot of attackers, and we understand that. But, you know, the careless turnovers where, literally you just turn the ball over and there's no pressure or there's no reason for it, those are the ones that get us in trouble.
Exactly. And that's why the Lakers front office wanted to keep Alex Caruso and go attain Buddy Hield, and LeBron wanted Westbrook. And now he's not happy because there's a lot of turnovers late in games, and that's exactly what you get with Russell Westbrook. This is where you come in America to defend Russell Westbrook, this show. I am now the defender. I've pivoted to defending Russell Westbrook. What I'm pivoting to is stop asking people to do stuff they're not. Stop it. Stop it. That's not what they do. He can ask Matt Ryan to run around. It's not what he does. Yeah. Stop. Stop asking Westbrook to be refined and a great shooter and do this and that late in games. It's not what he does.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
So, Lamar Jackson, I saw a picture of him yesterday on the interweb. He's limping around. It does not look great. And listen, this he Tyler Huntley did a great job. Excellent. But Lamar doesn't look good. And this team's going to go as far as Lamar is going to take him. Okay, he's their spectacular athlete. He is the centerpiece of everything they do offensively. And he hasn't been right. So as you've said, as we've said, as we've all discussed, I like my quarterbacks to have the ability to escape. Brady's not a runner, but he moves very good side to side within a pocket. So did Drew Brees. There's different mobility can mean a lot of different things. Not everybody's going to be Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. But if you look at the quarterbacks right now that have been hurt so far this year, Zach Wilson likes to run. Lamar Jackson, Justin Fields, Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold, Russell Wilson, Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray. They're either smaller physical guys. This is a big man's league. Or they move a lot. I mean, Daniel Jones, the Giants have him moving a lot. Carson Wentz has played, but he's been dinged up this year. He runs. He can be reckless. Sam Darnold, hurt again, hurt in New York, runs, can be reckless. So Trey Lance, by the way, got one start, ran 16 times, and he got hurt. Baker Mayfield, smaller athlete, got hurt. Tua, Monday Night Football, he's not a runaround guy. Did you see what happened when Tua ran out of the pocket one time? He got whacked. So, and by the way, you could say, what about Josh Allen? Who is the prototype I've always had for Josh Allen? Big Ben and Cam Newton. Oh, you saw it by year 7 and 8. You saw how Ben is aging. You've seen how Cam has aged. That's going to be Josh Allen. I don't care that he's 6'6", 258. You cannot get hit in this league over and over and over. So the guys that didn't miss starts are Matt Ryan and Phillip Rivers and Tom Brady and Eli Manning. So once again, and this is why I talk about this, when it comes to quarterbacks, I like my quarterbacks big. I like them to stay in the pocket, and I like to have them, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, the ability to escape. But if you know, notice Patrick Mahomes, big, thick, trunky athlete, 6'3", 6'3 and a half. He's 230 pounds. I sat next to him once at a fight. Patrick Mahomes, a big person. Justin Herbert, big person. Now, they're not as big as Josh Allen, but this is why size matters. I said when Kyler Murray came out, second year in a row he's been hurt, I said, I know he's spectacular. He can absolutely play. He's remarkable. Second year in a row, he's not right physically. So, you know, you start looking around these quarterbacks, I understand, you know, the Lamars and the Kylers, and I'm the first to defend Lamar. I think he's spectacular. But there, you're looking now, the season's longer, athletes are faster, look who's hurt. It's the Bakers, it's the Kylers, it's the smaller guys, or it's the guys that run around a lot. It is. And you don't think to yourself, well, Daniel Jones. No, Daniel Jones moves a lot. Daniel's running a lot. Daniel's actually Alex Smith. He's got great, great straight line speed for a quarterback. So be very careful.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina
at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Joey and I were talking about this years and years ago. Charles Barkley did a very, I didn't think it was controversial, but I don't think much is controversial. I think people are bored and make stuff out of nothing. And Charles Barkley did a commercial, and it was, I am not a role model. You know, you're a parent. You're a role model. I am not a role model. And people were just outraged. And there was this big national discussion. I swear to God, it lasted years. Does an athlete have to be a role model? Well, of course not. And I'll give you an example. Nowhere in my contract does it say I'm a journalist. And I've had people before say, well, you're a journalist. No. You're not going to ever in my life tell me what I am. I will define what I am. I'm an opinionist. I'm a journalist if I want to be a journalist. It's not in my contract. And Fox is very comfortable with it, and I am. Now, I have certain ethical standards that I believe I need two sources if I'm going to go out and break a story. I did break my own rule with Tom Brady when he went New England to Tampa. Joy was sitting there. I had a great source. I'll just say that. And it's like, yeah, he's going to become a Buccaneer. So we broke that story. I broke my own rule. But generally, I have two sources. Those are my standards. There's no law of journalism that says you have to have two standards. Those are my personal standards. So nobody's going to tell me what I have to be. It's not my right to tell Aaron Rodgers to be a role model. If you want to be a role model, you can as a pro athlete. But Aaron's loyalty is to his teammates and to his employer. And Aaron Rodgers has a right to an opinion on COVID. I may strongly disagree with it, and I do. But he's got a right to it. And I'm not going to mock him for it. Now, I do believe Omicron is different. I think it is closer to the flu. I think it's going to spread wildly and not be as punitive. So I'm much more willing to give somebody a pass on an Omicron comment than I was a Delta variant, right? Like that was obviously more serious. 750,000 Americans died or 800,000. This I do not believe is the same thing. I think it is closer to a flu, and that's what studies are showing globally. But it is interesting when I watch this, you know, this heel turn by Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, Aaron tends to play the victim a lot. Like, I'm a victim here. You have an opinion. You're not losing any money. You're not losing checks. A lot of Aaron's stuff is just self-absorption and self-absorbed. He plays the victim. It wears me out. That said, I don't like when the media uses this. You should be a role model. That's not our job. I'm never going to tell an athlete he's got to be a role model. Some are wonderful role models. I mean, I have said this so many times. We are so lucky. The overwhelming majority of professional athletes are great guys. They're charitable. They're great family people. They're funny. They're thoughtful. 90% of the guys I've covered in my life, and they're getting better, by the way. Athletes are better today, 60s, 70s, 80s. But as we've given them more money and more power, thank God they've used it mostly on good stuff and helping their universities and families and charities. They're wonderful. But they're not a role model. That's up to you. If you want to be a role model, be one. And if you don't, don't.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
But that's why we bring Greg Cosell on. It's nothing but context and nuance. 42 years at NFL Films. So I've got to admit, it's my most wrong of the year. So I'm going to admit my most wrong of the year. And it happens so infrequently that I have
so
to...
So you mean, Colin, I can't idolize you anymore because you're wrong?
Exactly. And I know you were the entire time, right? So I said... I didn't like Nick Sirianni's press conferences initially. He looked lost. I said, Jalen Hurts, I watched them in college. He's more run than throw. But I will say this. If you're not great in this league, be great at something. Create an identity and clarity to your locker room. And this team runs the ball. Every guy in that room knows what they are. They've steadily improved. I was wrong on Philadelphia, coach, quarterback, team. So what is the film saying? Because as I watch them, I don't know if it was the pivot was week 6 or 7, but I do feel they're just a more productive offense and sort of know what they do.
Well, they started the season, as you'll recall, with Nick Sirianni having Jalen Hurts throw the ball an awful lot. And whether that was calculated or not, we don't know. But I think he found out that with Jalen Hurts at this point in his career, he couldn't be a pass-first offense with Jalen Hurts. So he found that out, and then what did he do? He made an adjustment. He built his offense around the run game with Jalen Hurts as the foundation. This is a team that starts with a run. The quarterback is a critical piece to it. They ideally do not throw a lot of passes in given games. You know, in the NFL, 25 pass attempts for your quarterback is not a lot, as you know.
Yeah.
So they made the transition from finding out that Jalen Hurts was not a quarterback you could ask to drop back 35, 45 times and have the success you were hoping for, to an offense in which the run is paramount. And by the way, this offensive line, Kelce is playing phenomenal football, and the left side of the O-line, Landon Dickerson and Jordan Mailata, when it comes to the run game, they may be the two best, they may be the best guard tackle tandem on the left side in the NFL as far as the run game is concerned.
So I want to talk Dolphins and not Tua, because I think Tua, I've said it, Mac Jones and Tua, I think Mac's better than Tua, but I feel like it's kind of the same thing. You scheme stuff open, they can make throws. I don't want them moving around, they can't. Let's talk Dolphins defense. Because early in the year, it was and this is what surprised me on Brian Flores. I'm like, has he lost the locker room? The defensive personnel is good. What's going on with the defense? Well, in the last like 8 weeks, it's last year's Dolphin defense. So what did Brian do to tweak the defensive side? Because this is still potentially a playoff team.
Yeah, I think if they win their final two, they're in. Tough games, but they'd be in. This is a defense that operates at its best level, Colin, when they pressure, when they show pressure fronts and when they get after the quarterback. And they have two corners in Jones and Howard that can line up and play press man coverage. But they're very interesting at times in the way they show their pressure fronts. They might not press on the back end. They kind of play off coverage. It's almost like a zone match. You're almost seeing it right here on these plays that we're seeing now. But they're very good at forcing offenses to have to figure things out right at the line of scrimmage and then even after the snap. And that's very difficult to do because don't forget, it's not just on the quarterback, it's on the pass protection. And then what you have to do, because there could be 6, 7, or 8 on the line of scrimmage, is you have to max protect. And the more you keep into protect, the fewer go out in pass routes. And the passing game is a numbers game. Every team would like to send 5 out. But against the Dolphins, you have to be very leery of sending 5 out because you cannot protect.
I said this. One of my favorite movies ever is Shawshank Redemption. And it doesn't matter if I'm flipping through the channels and it's a quarter of the way through, I'll just stop and watch the rest of it.
There's a bunch of movies like that, Colin. Yep. There's a bunch like that.
Okay. Yeah. And I said, I know the Buffalo Bills don't run the ball and they've got flaws and they lost their best corner. I can't stop loving him. It's Josh Allen. They have this Tyson Foreman knockout quality that if you don't have the right pass rush or if you don't have the linebackers in space, He is Tyson in his prime. He may not have a jab. He may not do this. But yeah. And so when you look at Buffalo, like, what do you see?
Yeah, well, we discussed him when I was sitting on your couch, you know, when he was in college, remember?
Yep, I do.
And I mentioned that he was a guy to watch. They're the most quarterback-centric team in the NFL. They, in a sense, demand and require Josh Allen to be Superman every week. And, of course, that's not humanly possible, so there's sometimes he's not, but he's more than capable of it. He's the most purely physical gifted quarterback in the league, and he can put a team on his shoulders, and he can do what needs to be done. He did that against New England. And by the way, he'll miss a few here and there, even in his great games. That's just the kind of player he is. But he's such a dominant physical specimen with the ability to make unbelievable plays, both with his legs and with his arm. We've almost started to take his arm for granted,
yeah,
Colin,
yeah,
with the throws that he makes.
Yeah.
I mean, but he makes ridiculous throws. And of course, you know, the plays that we're seeing here where he flips the ball, you know, when Patrick Mahomes makes those plays, we talk about them for 3 weeks. When Josh Allen makes those plays, it doesn't seem like we talk about them very much.
He really is. He's got a little early Ben. He's got some Mahomes. He's everything.
Yep.
So this is just I'm fascinated by this because, you know, a lot of people poured in and really critical of Joy and I because Mac Jones was very good early. And my takeaway was, well, let's wait post Thanksgiving. Yeah. Ultimately, I want to see a guy play from behind a couple times. I want to see him when the offensive line has injuries or COVID and it breaks down and he's got to use his feet. So the first 12 weeks, you know, you see this Mac Jones. Last couple, he's been trailing and he's not as accurate. And we know he's not terribly nimble. What is the tape saying last couple of weeks with Mac Jones, Greg?
Well, it's funny because he went to a team whose foundation is the run game, and for the most part has a very good defense, and he was a complimentary piece that was schemed extremely well by a great coaching staff. So the last couple of weeks, and particularly against Buffalo, I don't think Buffalo had many sacks, but they got people around him, and he started to speed up and play a little faster. As you said, he's not particularly nimble. While his pocket movement isn't poor, I wouldn't say at this point in his career it's a strength, and I think he needs to improve in that area. He needs to sort of navigate the pocket a little bit better. But he started to play a little faster. When you start to play faster physically, you don't see things mentally as clearly as you would like, and I think we start to see that just a little bit. Now, that doesn't mean he's not a good player or won't be a good player, but at this point in his career as a rookie quarterback, they obviously would like him to be in situations where they're controlling the pace and tempo of the game and thus the score, and that has not happened the last 2 weeks.
I thought a big story, that it's not an on-field story yet, it was an off-field story that will become an on-field story, is Cam Akers is back for the Rams. And that coincides with Sony Michel becoming a much bigger part of this offense. And I don't know, sometimes was Sony hurt? Was Sony learning, getting comfortable with a playbook? Was McVay getting comfortable with Sony Michel? But it does look like to me with the Rams now, if Akers comes back, Sony Michel and Akers could be a very powerful anecdote solution to an Aaron Rodgers or a Brady where you can just pound the ball, which I think McVay likes to. So what's going on with the Rams and Michel in the last couple weeks?
Well, 2 points. Last 4 games, Michel has the most rushing attempts and rushing yards of any back in the league.
Wow.
And that includes Jonathan Taylor. But number two, you know how much McVay loves the zone run game.
Yep.
And he loves the zone run game, not just for the running element, but because of what it does to the pass rush. Because when you have the outside zone run game, which is what they like to feature, and what he featured in those couple of years with Gurley, think about what that does to the defensive line. Their move is lateral to start. And that means they're not vertically attacking as pass rushers. And that gives your quarterback more time in the pocket to work routes off of play action. So the run game is critical for both those reasons, for the run game itself and what it does to the pass rush when you go play action off outside zone.
Okay, so now here is, I have defended Arizona. I have said, listen, that DeAndre Hopkins, James Conner, it's not like it's Kyler couldn't say, hey, I'm missing arguably the best receiver. Conner's been a terrific player. So there is some COVID stuff and there are some injuries. But And he is a younger quarterback. Aaron Rodgers has been in this league forever, and Brady, they're probably more deft at dealing with a COVID issue than a Justin Herbert or a Kyler Murray. Those guys have seen everything in this league. So young quarterbacks, even if they're gifted, tend to need certain elements because they don't have 175 games. So I look at Kyler Murray and I'm like, okay, give him his weapons back, but it does feel like he's under a little more pressure throwing the ball. That's what my eyes tell me, Greg.
Well, here's what the tape shows, particularly the last 2 weeks against the Lions and the Colts. Both those defenses pressured and played man coverage, and the Cards have had trouble with both. And it's not just Kyler Murray, but that has been the profile of the two defenses the last 2 weeks. This past week against the Colts, every third down but one, they blitzed. And the Colts are not normally that high a percentage blitz team. So over the last couple of weeks, people have now seen what teams are doing to the Cards offense, particularly when you get to third down. They're pressuring and they're playing man, and it's posed problems for the Cards offense, and they're going to have to find a way to deal with it, or it could be a short playoff stint because I guess they did clinch a playoff spot.
By the way, they face the Cowboys next, and the Cowboys do some man and have a pass rush. So Dallas Dallas matches
up. The Cowboys play more cover one, which is man coverage with a single high safety. They play more cover one than any defense in the NFL. So they will get a heavy dose of man, and they'll get some interesting pressures. The Cowboys do a lot of things. They move their players around. They move DeMarcus Lawrence around. They move Gregory around. We know what they do with Micah Parsons. This is a difficult matchup for the Cards to get well.
Okay, I want to talk about Dak. He threw 35 passes first half, blowout win over the depleted Washington football team. I tend to think of Dak as somebody that's better 35 or fewer passes. There's some data to suggest that. But between Jordan Schultz, these wide receivers, he's got weapons now. Dak likes to spread the ball around. He has got a little Chris Paul to him, the point guard for the Suns. Like he just, whatever's open, he'll go to it. He's not loyal to any one thing.
No.
Where I always felt Romo, just Jason Witten was on his radar. Or Brady with Gronk on a third down. I don't feel that way with Dak. So what is the film saying on the number of throws Dallas is up passing offense right now?
Look, I'm not in their meetings, obviously, Colin, but my sense watching the tape was this. They've struggled to run the ball since about week 5 or week 6. They were playing against a Washington defense that was depleted due to injury and COVID. So my sense is that they felt that, hey, we're going to need to throw the ball well to go deep in the playoffs. We're not running it real well. That may not change. So for us to really have our offense working in the playoffs, the pass game will have to be the driving force. And I think they saw an opportunity against a depleted Washington defense to get the pass game back on track. And I think that's why they threw 35 times in the first half. Actually, he had more dropbacks than that because there were a couple of sacks and a couple of scrambles.
Yeah.
So they probably were in the 40 range. So we'll see what they do against the Cards. But I think ultimately their pass game will have to be the defining feature of their offense.
All right, so this one's interesting. Patrick Mahomes, we all saw it. We saw the numbers that he had about a six-week stretch, and I kept saying, he's smart, he's got a great coach, he's coachable, he'll figure it out. Whatever it is.
And they did.
Okay, so when you look at the tape now, Mahomes, they've figured out their issues.
Well, here's how I'll answer that based on pure tape study. When you watch Mahomes now, and it was so evident this past week, but it had been building for weeks, just look at the rhythm and timing with which he's now playing. You're not seeing as much movement. You know, Mahomes obviously can move, and he can always make plays doing that. But there's a difference between unnecessary movement and calculated movement. And I think he went through a stretch where there was unnecessary movement. Ah. So now there's more calculated movement. But even with that, there's less movement. He's playing with a much better feel for getting rid of the ball within the timing and structure of the offense. And here's a stat that many might not even be aware of. Tyreek Hill has the most third down receptions of any receiver in the NFL. And most of those are short and the short to intermediate area. These are not vertical throws because the ball is now coming out. They're playing really, really well in the pass game. They're taking what the defense is showing them. The ball's coming out. They're sustaining offense.
That was so good right there. We got that one right. We may have butchered the Eagles, but we got that one right. Smart people figured out. Andy, Patrick, Spags, they all figured it out. Now
they figured out their defense has been really good too. Spags has been doing this a long time, as you know.
Yes. So Joe Burrow, and I know the Ravens secondary is all beat up, but I said the other day, if you were a quarterback in high school, college or pro, and somebody asked you the day before a game, how do you think you're going to do? And you said, I'm going to throw for over 5 football fields. You'd think they were out of their gourd. Now, the injuries mattered, but Burrow is getting to a point now. He looks, and I can see it on television. He is more comfortable with his young receivers. He's a little bit more comfortable with his protection. And it could have been that injury, Greg, where the first couple of weeks he wasn't. But his feet look better to me. He's more comfortable. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I think you hit on one thing there with your final point about his feet. His ability to navigate and manage the pocket is high level. He's very refined in that area. Most young quarterbacks do not come into the NFL with the ability to manage the pocket with efficient pocket movement. He's very, very good at that. He's light on his feet. And one thing I really like about Burrow is he is aggressive throwing the football.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one reason why at times he'll throw a few picks where you say, you can't really do that. But to me, and this is just, from years of studying and talking to coaches, I'd rather have my young quarterback, be aggressive than always looking for checkdowns. He is aggressive throwing the ball. He feels very comfortable with what he sees. I think he deciphers it well. He eliminates what's not there. He isolates what is there. He gets the ball to the right receiver, and he will push it down the field. And I think his arm is just a notch stronger this year than it was as a rookie.
Okay, so what's the play of the day?
Yeah, this play was fascinating to me. It was actually a 52-yard completion to T. Higgins, and let's take a look at it. It was from late in the second quarter of the game last week. And what was so interesting about this play was the Ravens defense. The Ravens defense was missing a lot of people, so they did some interesting things. You see Burrow in the gun, and you see his 3 wide receivers. Now, here's what's fascinating, Colin. The Ravens double-teamed all 3 wide receivers, okay? You're going to see they do that at the bottom to Chase. He's the boundary X receiver. They're going to do the same thing to Boyd in the slot. These are all doubles and brackets. And then they do the same thing to T. Higgins on the outside. They did this 4 or 5 times in the game. They would rush 3, and they would double all 3 outside receivers. And you can see that again right here as the play develops. That's what they're doing. They're doubling and bracketing because they wanted to take away these 3 guys. And this is classic Burrow, because we're going to end at the top here with T. Higgins. T. Higgins, as you can clearly see, is being doubled. And Burrow, as I said, the aggressive mindset, he's going to throw it up to Higgins, who's going to go up and get it. And T. Higgins was a player I really liked coming out of Clemson. A lot of people talked about his 4.57, which, by the way, is what DeAndre Hopkins ran, what Michael Thomas ran. Straight line speed is not really a big, big factor if you're a 6'3", 220-pound receiver.
Yeah. No, I mean, you see this sometimes with the great quarterbacks in this league. They trust their big wide receivers to go up and get it over a significantly smaller corner. And Burrow and Justin Herbert have some real similarities. Like, they can move, but they use it with discretion. They are aggressive. There's a very much an Andrew Luck feel to both. To me, Herbert has got a lot of Andrew Luck. He has a short memory. Burrow's the same way. I'm going to take some shots. If I throw it 39 times and have a pick, I'll live with it. But I'm going to win that way more than I'm going to lose it.
Oh yeah, he's a confident player. That's the other thing that stands out. Burrow is confident on the point of being very cocky.
Yeah. Well, I'm the opposite, of course. Nothing but humility all the time.
Well, that's why we idolize you, Colin.
Happy holidays, Greg. Good seeing you.
Hey, happy new year. Thanks a lot. Take care.
All right.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.